these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us and He cares for us. He wants us to know Him. Not just of Him, but He wants us to know Him. That's why He put great countermeasures in place through Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, our Savior, Lord and King. Treat Jesus like a King, like a Lord, and first like a Savior. Believe on Him, what He did for you. Receive His words, and you will live better and greater in every way of life. Share the love of God with others. Love others just like Jesus loved you. That should be everybody's goal. The things that God revealed to you, keep that on the top shelf of your life. In every way of healing, in every way of prosperity, every way of blessing, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all great things will be added to you. Added to you, not multiplied. As you operate according to His word, looking to the Lord, the healing process of salvation will work to bless every part of your life, and understanding will come. You'll stop being in the dark against God. You'll know Him. You'll learn Him. He will operate inside your life. If you include the Lord in your decision-making process, He'll give you good wisdom. If you study the Word of God, you're going to gain much knowledge and wisdom and counsel and understanding. And it helps to enhance your life in every way. And as you receive the Word of God in your heart, the Holy Spirit has something, a reference to show you life and guide you into all truth. Now, the Lord has great countermeasures, and this broadcast is to help you know what He is doing and to help you receive the wisdom. One of the Proverbs said that wisdom is better than strength. If you have the wisdom of God before you have to make a tough decision, you have the wisdom of God on it, you'll make a decision that will make your life better and greater. And, you know, it's just like knowing not to co-sign for people. Some people, you know, nobody ever told them not to co-sign. And they sign their name, and their friend don't pay the bill. And now their check get garnished. And their friend got the car or the couch or whatever. And now, they have to pay for something that they can't even have. And it's legal. But when you have the wisdom and knowledge of God, you don't walk into traps. And you know, some children, they have good parents that teach them the Word of God. And they have a greater chance of success because their parents show them and teach them what not to do. Because children are like supercomputers. They learn everything. They're looking and listening all the time. They can learn language in 1 year. And sometimes more than one if they live in a bilingual home. So children are like supercomputers. Their little ears pick up everything. So when parents love God, and they grow up and they see their children, the children see their parents praying, and the Lord will use that to help them know Him, so that when they hear the Word of God, they'll receive it. Anybody that receives what God is saying, they grow within, and that healing process continues to the outside of your life. Now, the Word of God has given us great countermeasures for everything that can possibly go wrong. And this broadcast is, you know, the Lord put it on my heart to do this because things are going wrong. The coronavirus is spreading. People are dying. But the Lord gave us countermeasures. And I want to share some scriptures that will help us with that. Luke chapter 10. After these things, this is Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before His face into every city and place, whither He Himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. See, some of the people the Lord will send you to, and some of the people out there in the wide world are like wolves. The Lord will give you his wisdom and his counsel to deal with them. But always love everybody, just like Jesus loves you. When that's in place, greater things will happen. All right, continue. He said, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man on by the way. Now, I had a wonderful pastor years ago, Elder Lewis, and he taught us that when the reason he said salute no man by the way, Jewish people used to ask about every member of the family, and they'd have a long discussion when they salute each other. And when Jesus sent them out, they had a mission, so when they were in a hurry, they didn't salute each other. And also, you know, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes. Now, this represents, don't do God's work in your own strength. Do it in his strength. He's going to provide for you. You're working for him. He will provide for you. He will bless you. Now, regard the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You do have needs, and he'll show you how to deal with that. Now, continue. He said, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. Remember, the word of God is sown in peace. Verse 6, and the Son of Peace, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. It'll rest upon the house. If not, it shall return to you again. I've had that to happen before. People reject the word, and you'll sense your peace come back to you. But remember, the peace of God is very powerful and desirable by everyone. So when you walk in peace, and you create peace with other people, they'll hear what you have to say. Don't take offense when people don't. Be patient. Be long-suffering. And you'll always win souls. Verse 7, and in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. And say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, do we wipe off against you, notwithstanding. Be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh you. The kingdom of God is come near you. The Lord came to visit you, and you turned him away. People need to know when they're rejecting the kingdom of God. That's why I said shake the dust off. Do something to let people know that they are rejecting life, the life of God, and it's real. All right, continue. He said, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom. Sodom, that was a bad city. God had to burn it up than for that city. And he said, woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. Bethsaida, these are Jewish cities. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you, because Jesus came there and taught there, and they rejected him. Jesus didn't go to Sodom and Gomorrah and all the other cities, Tyre and Sidon. But if he did, they would have repented, and Jesus knew they would have. That's why he said that. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down into hell. Everybody that rejects Jesus Christ, somebody told you about Jesus, and you keep rejecting him, hell is waiting on you. And that's not good. Everybody that go to hell wish somebody had told them and reached them. And everybody that go to heaven wish they told somebody and reached them. All right, and it's serious. Heaven and hell is very serious. And people can take it so lightly. Now, I'm getting what the Lord put on my heart. He said, verse 16, he that heareth you heareth me. And he that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me. In other words, whoever tell you about Jesus, if you harden your heart against that person, you're also simultaneously hardening your heart against Jesus Christ who sent him, and also Father God who sent Jesus. So The people who tell you about Jesus, they are some of the most hated people in the world among other religions and people that don't love God. But they are the ones that love you. Remember, Paul said the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And people will lie. They lie on us Christians saying we hate homosexuals and we hate people that commit adultery and we hate people that lie and steal. We don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I'm doing my job. If you're a homosexual, if you will cheat on your wife, God still loves you and he wants to save you. But you got the sin is cutting you out of the kingdom of God. The sin is keeping you from God. The sin is causing you to harden your heart against God himself. And false doctrine is a lie. You have no foundation for false doctrine. When preachers tell people that they can do all these things and go to heaven and it's all right, they lie. God is just. If you do those things, you will die. The love of God wants to get you out of the trap of the world. Everybody that's sinned, they're trapped. Sin is a trap itself, and it entraps you. It hardens your heart, and it takes hatred to continue in the path of sin. Once a person, as the more people start sinning, the more they have resilience against God. Eventually, they won't want God in their thinking. This happens slowly over time. The things of the world is working against you from the inside out, and nobody preaches that. But continuing. All right. The 7-day return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. If you obey God, you're going to find out that Satan is subject to you because Jesus put him under your feet. He's going to try to stop you, and you're going to stop him. Because God gave us power and countermeasures over everything that he would do. Now, watch verse 19. This is what I wanted to build up to. I don't like to read this without the rest of it. Because if you don't love God, if you're not connected to Father God through Jesus Christ, none of this will work. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, the coronavirus is an attack. Ultimately, however it came, I've heard conspiracy theories that it was a bioweapon to kill everybody, or it was a mistake. Somebody ate something they shouldn't have, and however it happened, it was an attack from Satan. Forgive the people who did it, but stop Satan in his tracks. Remember, he gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So, this is the scripture you can stand on if you want to stand against it. You can quote this scripture over your life. If you do it in faith without doubt, the virus won't be able to perform in your body and kill you. That's the word of God. You got his word on this. I'll read it again. And we have to be wise. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's as clear as you can get. Now, continually quote this over yourself and your children. If you love God, if you believe him, and if you believe the scriptures at all, if you believe that by Jesus' stripes you're healed, and you can stand on this scripture too, and the virus won't be able to spread throughout your body and take you out. Now, many people are doing good countermeasures. They're staying at home. They're listening to the leaders of the country, which are wise, and I thank God for it. I thank God that people can, you know, they're taking countermeasures, and it's working. A lot more people would be dead by now if they didn't. But one thing that's the one problem I hadn't heard on the news yet, that's money. Money travels where you don't, and it circulates from person to person, from city to city, state to state, even country to country. The money we handle, it goes all over the place. So if you handle money in cash, keep your hands clean. Nothing wrong with spreading a little Lysol on the money you handle. Handle it with gloves. Throw throw away the gloves after you handle it. Do what you have to do. Use the wisdom of God and take the countermeasures. But first, you know, we've all handled money without realizing it. So use the scriptures, first of all. And also, when you handle money, mail, anything that comes from somewhere else, you know, why not spray it with Lysol? Why not handle it with gloves? And ask the Lord to protect you. And also say, quote this scripture. Now this is on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And this broadcast on newlivingletters.com on the audio page. Verse 19. Luke 10:19. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And that's clear. The Lord loves us and He cares about us in every way. Now, the Lord put that on, you know, I thought about money. I hadn't heard it on the news. I have a radio broadcast, so I need to let, you know, I can at least do that. That's, you know, something that can be done. And if you do this and take it serious, then let others know. Because people hadn't mentioned about money. I hadn't heard it. Maybe they did. I just haven't heard anybody say that, you know, when you handle money, wash your hands. And that's something that everybody do. And that's, I want to shut the enemy down. I'm not trying to make a name for myself. I want people to live. This is very important. Because there are good people that's getting it and they will die. And that's not necessary. We need good people on the earth. And Satan, why, that's why Satan want to kill you. If you love God, He wants you out of the way so He can take over. Like He did with Nimrod. Nimrod tried to build a tower to heaven. He united the peoples, uniting people against God and killing people that he couldn't control. And while he was making and the people were one, they were cooperating with Nimrod as one, building that tower. Because they were afraid, they knew that the flood happened and they didn't want it to happen again. But God told Moses it was not going to happen again, ever. And he gave him a covenant. The rainbow in the sky was a covenant to let man know that there will never be a flood of water again. But they feared it. And they tried to do something to countermeasure God's judgment. The only way you can countermeasure the judgments of God is live right. Do the word of God. Don't let evil consume you, and you won't have a problem out of God. But they want to, what's going on is people want to sin and make a way for God not to be able to judge them. And that ain't going to happen either. If you follow God, you're all right. If you get killed following God, you're still all right. You're going to go to heaven. And you're going to like heaven a whole lot more. But God needs you here now, loving people and sharing the gospel with people and raising your children and teaching them the ways of God and enjoying life. He needs you to be here doing all those things, even enjoying your own life. When you enjoy life in the sight of others, you give them hope. When you walk in the peace of God, you give people hope. When you have the healing words of the scriptures to speak to people in need, you give people hope and life and blessing. That's what it's all about. It's not about getting rich and trying to be better than somebody else. That's not life. That's what Satan does. But it's about loving people. Everybody needs the love of God, and everybody is very valuable to God. That's why, I love people. I love to see people grow and learn and do God's word. Because I learn from the Lord as I seek Him. And everybody, every child of God can do it. Even sinners, they're supposed to get saved and they're supposed to have a relationship with the Lord and start learning from Him. And God is so great and so wonderful that everybody can learn something that nobody has ever thought about. I value every soul. I value your soul. You can do it too. We're designed in the image and likeness of God. So every person that gets saved, that person's got a great future ahead of them. Remember, if you live forever, you can always continually learn something new from the Lord all the time. And your life will reflect it. Limitations will fall off your life. Some people think that they can only do so much. God ain't going to give them no more, no less. And that's wrong. Paul said it this way. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And God, he's full of resources. He can give you things even beyond your job. And people are wasting the abilities of God in their life because they're not feeding on the Word of God. When you receive His Word in your heart, you're learning possibilities that are true. And you can do things that you normally could not do. That's just the way it is. Some people have a fixed income, they have a job. And you, if you desire something, pray for it. God has angels that surround you, and they know how to get things to you. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added. God will open doors for you to earn money in other ways. He is huge. Some people are going to throw away, or they'll be glad to donate something. And God knows, He's looking at them while He's looking at you, pray for it. And He can link you to the people that's trying to get rid of a dining room set that they just don't want anymore. And it's the precise one that you desire. And they'll sell it to you for a low price or just give it to you altogether. But you have to involve God. Satan was saying God don't care about that. Cold religion, they present God like he's crazy. Cold religion has always lied on God, and it always will. Heartless. Without the love of God, nothing makes sense. I've heard preachers say things that's just not true about God. And I've heard them say what they believe, and what they believe is nothing close to how God really is. If you receive His Word and then the Holy Spirit guides you in life, He wake you up and show you things, that's who God is. And He's better than the person that people said He was. God is not crazy. God is good. And His love and His mercy endures forever. He cares about us in every way of life. But you have to trust Him with your children. You have to trust Him first with your life. If you can trust Him with your life, then it's easier for you to trust Him with your children. And people that's hard-headed, and people that don't listen, trust God concerning people. And He will give you wisdom and show you things that you may not see. All of these things are true and certain. You just have to take God at His word, and you'll walk in greater forms of peace. The scripture that Paul wrote about in Philippians chapter 4, he said, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, for no reason. And when I first read that, I said, how can I do that? And I kept reading it, and the word got in my heart. And when the word got in my heart, it made a greater difference in my life. Philippians 4 and verse 4 reads, rejoicing in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Then it said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And then he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, he used the word careful, which means anxious. Don't be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. So when I read that, in my Bible, the word careful had the footnote anxious. I said, how can a man be anxious for nothing? I thought all the things and bad news a man could receive, like their mother's in the hospital or their mother just died or something. Be anxious for nothing. You don't have to be disturbed over bad news to the point of panic. But in everything, look to the Lord and He'll give you wisdom and counsel and might, power to live, power to make decisions. And people are missing out on that. To deal with the grief, they drink alcohol, drugs, sex. They do things that's false. And then they get into depression. None of those things that's false will give you any advantage. And you're trying to get relief and you can't. But when you have the peace of God in your heart, you have that healing, that inner healing process. And when that's happening, the Lord will show you your countermeasures. And when the Lord show you your countermeasures, you'll use them and correct the problem. Now, we can't go against a person's will, but the Lord will show you how to pray and what to do and the options that you do have. And he will comfort you in all things. Remember something. All of us are going to eventually die. All the people that Jesus healed, they eventually died. They just had more time to live. They finished their life. They finished raising their children. The widow who lost her son, Jesus raised him up from the dead, so he was able to get married and have children. She, and possibly, I don't know for sure, but she possibly became a grandmother. But if he had died without getting married and having children, she would never be a grandmother. See, God loves us. He cares about us. Things are going to go wrong, but it's not God's fault. Some of the things that's going to go wrong in your life, they can be prevented. Some of the things are going to go wrong, it's not your fault. It's just an attack or somebody's going to do something and it's going to affect you. But the things that you can change can be changed. And the Lord has a way to do it. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, even when you die, you're going to go be with him. Because Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. There is no soul sleeping. The preachers that preach that are wrong. They're just wrong. There's no hope in soul sleeping. When a man dies, he goes straight to hell or straight to heaven. When a man dies, he either go to heaven or he go on to hell. Remember that. I've heard preachers on the radio talk about soul sleeping. That's pitiful. Remember, God is not crazy. He does everything right. Paul said it. And Paul died before and went and got caught up to the third heaven. He didn't soul sleep till they prayed him back to life. And sometimes when people die, you can pray over them and they'll come back. And they'll tell you what they saw. They don't ever say they were asleep. All the people on YouTube that have died and the Lord took them to heaven, or they died and some of them went to hell and God brought them back, or the doctor revived them. It's on YouTube. There are so many stories. There are Muslims that died and they saw Jesus and he let them come back and now they're Christians. There are people from all walks of life. But nobody died of other religions and say they went to heaven. That don't happen. Everybody of other religions, they always go to hell. Or they see Jesus and he let them come back and then they become Christians. The word of God is true. Let the word of God be true and every man a liar. The false religions are all of the false religions are started by Satan. Everything beside Jesus Christ and him dying for our sin, all those other religions that exclude Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and King are wrong. All of them. They are all started by men that Satan inspired. Satan would always use a stupid man to start them. And I say stupid because they chose the way of darkness over the way of light. And that, my friend, is stupid. And he's going to do it some more until Jesus returns. Now, there are people that will always side with the sinners, that will always love sin. Don't be surprised. He sent you out as lamb among wolves. We already went over that. But God loves us anyway. And Satan's trying to turn people against God. But remember, the Lord has given us super countermeasures for every problem that can go wrong. And he loves us so much. Don't miss out on the treasures of God's word. Hear him out and do all that's in his heart. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.